Well, guys, I'm finally getting around to it. There's been something that I've been wanting to talk about for a while here, but I've never really been able to think of a way that I could do it without getting in trouble with YouTube, so what I've decided is to just do it anyways and not really care what happens because somebody needs to say something. We're gonna be talking about some relatively uncomfortable stuff here today. This is not like one of my normal videos where we're talking about stuff that doesn't really matter. Today's topic kind of does matter in the grand scheme. I know, shocker. Like one of the first times I can say that. But it's something that I've been seeing more and more over the last like month. And I don't know, it just rubs me the wrong way. So here we are. I think it's important that somebody says something. And at this point, I mean, I don't really care if YouTube demonetizes this video. Not that big of a deal. So that's what we're doing. Fair warning, if you recognize the name Fleece Johnson and that guy makes you uncomfortable, maybe sit this one out, okay? Now, what we're talking about today is a bit of a complicated issue. I don't really know how long it's going to take me to say everything I want to say on this, but I'll try and give you a brief overview of what we're dealing with, all right? Over the last, like, month, maybe 2 months, I've been seeing these videos on TikTok of an interview with a man named Fleece Johnson. If you don't know the name Fleece Johnson, then I know you never watched The Boondocks as a child. My heart goes out to you. But what you need to know is that Fleece Johnson is a man who's famous for one reason and one reason only, and that reason is because he is or was, I guess, I don't know, a serial rapist of incarcerated men. Yeah, the entire video today is going to be revolving around that man, so relatively heavy stuff we're dealing with here. And the reason we're talking about him is, like I said, over the last couple of months, I've been seeing these TikTok videos that feature these interviews that have been done with Fleece Johnson. What are these interviews about, you might ask? Well, they are about why he's famous. Stories, his experience, things he's done, things he's seen, all of those things being connected by one thing, and that thing being that they're all related to men being raped, which me saying that word probably 100 times in this video is what's gonna get this video demonetized, which is insanely fucking stupid. But at this point, who cares? We're doing it. Now, I wanna talk about this for a few reasons. One of the main ones being that, and this is something I've talked about before, there's this movement on the internet, this like half-assed movement across the internet of people saying men's mental health needs to matter. The things men go through, men's mental health, it all needs to be taken more seriously. And generally, it's perpetuated by men who blame everything on women, okay? Let's just be real for a minute, all right? Generally, that's the demographic who pushes this stuff pretty hard. When in reality, shit like what we're talking about today is the real reason that men's mental health is not taken seriously. Obviously, there's a lot of pieces to this puzzle, but stuff like this is a big part of it. The fact that I can scroll through TikTok and see multiple videos that have hundreds of thousands of likes of a man explaining all the different ways he's raped another man with one of those fucking videos of the ball going around in a circle on the bottom, and all the top comments are just making jokes. That's why nobody takes men's mental health seriously. Shit like that. The fact that we're gonna look at multiple content creators today that willingly sit feet away from a man who has admitted to raping over 100 different people and shoot the shit with him like he's just one of the bros and laugh at some of the shit he says is why men's mental health is not taken seriously. And look, this is not like really a video about men's mental health. That's not the reason I'm making this video. It's just one of them. I just think it's an important thing to sort of bring up when we're talking about this, because I feel like stuff like this is overlooked in a way that just does not make sense. But that's enough of that. Let's look at the actual content itself. So these are the TikToks I've been talking about. On the top, you have an interview with a serial rapist, and on the bottom, you have like one of those attention span traps, which I don't know, I feel like is kind of just a little bit crazy. Like, look, I get it. The whole true crime genre is really big right now. I don't really think this falls into that category. I think people who are obsessed with true crime are kind of weird anyways, but I'm not going to sit here and play stupid, act like I don't know that morbid curiosity is a real thing. You want to hear about things, you want to see things that you probably shouldn't. I've watched my fair share of videos where watching them is really only justified by saying you were morbidly curious. So look, I'm not like judging the fact that people are watching this. Maybe not even that people are making these TikToks. Strong maybe there though. My problem is the reaction. I find it very strange, like very, very strange that you can scroll through the comments on these videos and you'll just find hundreds, if not thousands, of comments making a complete joke about what this guy is saying. Now look, I'm not trying to be like the joke police. This video is probably gonna come off kind of high horsey, and I'm really trying to avoid that. Making a dark joke is not that big of a deal. Like, it would be one thing if you made a joke about what goes on in prisons, like as a concept, but like taking in the full context here, you've got a TikTok with a guy talking about how many times he's been raped and how many times he's raped other people with an attention span trap on the bottom, because obviously what this guy is talking about is not engaging enough, and it's being passed off as content on a shitty social media app, and all the comments are basically just like, haha, he got raped, or haha, he raped a lot of people. Like, it's just kind of weird, you know what I mean? And look, the commenters, the people consuming this content, I don't really think that's the big issue here, because I mean, it's really nothing new. I mean, people are always gonna eat this kind of shit up, which is made evident by the reason this guy is famous in the first place. He gave this prison interview in the 2000s about what he likes to do, and it basically got turned into a Boondocks episode where he raped Chris Hansen so he could go to prison and rape other people. Yeah, so like, probably not something that would be made today, but I'm not gonna sit here and act like me and my friends weren't making booty warrior jokes after that shit came out. And I'm not trying to like go back in time and say the writers of the Boondocks were wrong for making this guy famous. I'm not trying to do anything like that, because honestly, I think there is a very distinct difference between making a satirical cartoon episode about a crazy interview that got released and continuing to give that same guy more opportunities to give insane interviews, which is, for some reason, what multiple content creators have decided to do. Now, I was able to find like a lot of these videos of people interviewing this guy, some in person, some over like a video call, but there's three that I want to show you and one that I really want to focus on. The one that I think a lot of people have seen is this one from Hustler Spirit. This guy named Anton Daniels has a couple, and there's also this YouTuber named Simply Wavy, all who have given and published interviews with Fleece Johnson. Now, I think that right now is a good time to remind you guys that once again, the one and only reason that this guy is famous, that he's anybody worth interviewing or talking about, is because he's raped so many people and he's very vocal about it. Can we all agree that that is kind of a crazy person to give any sort of platform? I mean, seriously, this is kind of what I'm talking about when it comes to the whole men's mental health thing. There's a lot of really, really, really shitty people out there. People who have crazy immoral views, people who perpetuate the worst shit imaginable. And even still, I don't think you would ever catch anybody dead inviting somebody onto a podcast who brags about the fact that they've raped 157 women. I don't think you'd ever see that happen. Why is it different for men? It's crazy how ingrained the whole idea of prison justice is into our society. How that's just part of going to prison now. It's basically treated as a joke. How if you do something wrong, you make a mistake, you fuck up at some point in your life, that you go to prison and you're just subjected to what a lot of people consider the most heinous crime a human can commit as part of your sentence. Now look, I'm not trying to make a video talking about the prison system, and obviously the numbers point towards what we're talking about not happening as much as a lot of people think it does, but still, it's weird that it's so accepted. What's even weirder though are these interviews. I don't really want to like watch through them like we normally would, because I don't really want to give these guys or Fleece Johnson any more screen time than they're already getting, but there are a few clips that I want to show you just because they're so fucking bizarre to me that I can't make sense of them.
I just say, for instance, you was in that situation.
I can't see it, please. I can't think about it.
You would turn me down.
What you mean?
Huh. It's more important than water. You should know what I mean.
All right, so this little segment really stood out to me. And look, guys, you let me know if I'm reading too far into all this, but I really don't think I am. This man invited a self-proclaimed serial rapist into his house and is sitting down having a casual conversation about raping other men with that guy. Not only are they just having a casual conversation, this guy's laughing his ass off. Is that not weird? Like, I normally wouldn't get into shit like this, but I really don't care at this point. People need to start being held accountable for stuff. The guy's wearing a hoodie that says follow God, not culture. Being friendly with a serial rapist doesn't seem too godly to me, gotta be honest. Filming a YouTube video with that guy while you laugh and joke about one of the most heinous crimes a person can commit just for YouTube views definitely seems like an example of following the culture, gotta be honest. Like, it's one thing to sit a person down and interview them, no matter how bad of a person they might be, because their experiences or the shit they've gone through might be valuable to hear about. There's a difference between between that and doing this. Two different things. Like, this man is sitting here shooting this shit with a real life fucking supervillain. Dude is on the record saying a man's ass is more important than water, and you're giggling with him? What is wrong with you? Now, this one by this Simply Wavy guy, it's not really the video itself I want to talk about. It's the presentation, I guess you can say. The title of this video is "The Freakiest Man Just Got Released from Prison." The first line of the description is a disturbingly hilarious sit-down interview with Fleece Johnson, aka the Booty Warrior. My brother, in Christ, rape is not freaky. Like, what are we doing to ourselves, guys? Like, this is a uniquely male problem. Why the fuck are we calling a guy who talks about nothing but raping other men hilarious? This is why nobody takes men's problems seriously, because this is how we fucking treat them ourselves. This guy should not have a single platform anywhere, much less one where he's getting called shit like freaky and hilarious. Now, this third one is one of the interviews from the channel Hustler Spirit, where most of these interviews are coming from. The guy has, like, a lot of them. He has dozens of videos with this guy. I don't know where he's getting this footage, but, like, most of his videos are Fleece Johnson. It's kind of weird. And when I first saw this interview, I didn't really have a huge issue with it, because, like I said, people who have done awful things are not off limits for interviews. It's how you conduct them. And this seemed like a relatively well-conducted interview until I looked at this channel, and it's just, like, all fucking Fleece Johnson, like, basically vlogging. It's like you start looking at the thumbnails and the titles, and you're like, holy shit, every single video on this channel is something to do with Fleece Johnson. The man has the guy's Cash App tag in his YouTube bio. I mean, like, at some point, we're going a little bit too far. Well, guys, what do you think? I realize that this is kind of like an oddball issue. I don't really think anybody else has talked about this. It's a pretty niche thing. But like I said, I've been seeing so much of this shit on TikTok that it made me kind of want to dive into it deeper. And once I did, I found myself down this rabbit hole of all these people being, like, strangely nonchalant about this dude who, like, really should probably never see the light of day. He's a little bit too proud of the shit he's done. It's just very strange to me. I don't really get it. It's something I don't think YouTube should really be allowing, and I usually don't say that about a whole lot. As a person who does YouTube for a living, I don't really want YouTube to be too restrictive. But I mean, when you have guys using the name of a serial rapist to get money and views on your website, feel like that's probably something you should address, at least. And look, don't get me wrong, like I said, there's a difference between interviewing somebody, bringing light to something, and almost glorifying it, promoting it, giving it a platform, whatever you want to call this. I feel like there's a very distinct difference, and I don't know. Hopefully something's done about it. Sorry if this video made you uncomfortable. I know this is kind of like really out of the realm of the stuff I normally talk about, but every now and then I see something serious and I'm like, you know what? Somebody should probably say something about that. So I know it's not like a Darman video, a shitty cooking video, some stupid Twitter drama, a little bit of a different day for us here, but I think it's an important one. Like I said, I'm curious to see what you guys have to say about this. I mean, I think most people would probably agree with the stuff I'm saying, but who knows? Maybe by the internet standards, I'm overreacting. I don't think I'm gonna see it that way, but who knows? Let me know what you guys think in the comments section. Let me know if you think anything should be done about this, if you think YouTube should allow this or not. Just very curious as to what you guys are gonna think about this very niche little corner of the internet. Let me know, okay? See ya.